rejoices.
你们将要忧愁，然后你们的忧愁要变为喜乐。
You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy.
所以发生什么事情
？So what happened then?
他们的忧愁要变成喜乐。
The disciples' grief will turn to joy.
为什么
？Why?
因为他们要看见复活的耶稣。
Because they were to see the resurrected Jesus.
他用了一个例子。
And Jesus gave an example.
21节说，妇人生产的时候就忧愁。
Verse 21, Jesus said, a woman giving birth to a child has pain.
因为她的时候到了。
Because her time has come.
既生了孩子，就不再纪念那苦楚，因为欢喜世上生了一个人。
But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that the child is born into the world.
我们当中有很多做妈妈的。
There are many mothers among us.
深有体会。
You have experienced.
我们当中有很多做爸爸的。
And there are many fathers among us.
陪伴着你的太太这个生孩子的时候，那是痛苦忧愁。
They accompany their wives when they were giving birth, and they saw the pain.
但是那些忧愁。
But the pain, the anguish.
当他看见孩子出生的时候。
When they see the child.
他们就忘记了。
They forget all the anguish.
那是很痛苦的一个经历。
It's a painful experience.
但是看生出来的这个孩子。
But when you see the joy, see the child.
这个忧愁变成喜乐了。
Then all the anguish, all the pain, turn to joy.
那样的痛苦。
Such great pain.
看到孩子。
And then you see the child.
就喜乐了。
And then you feel joyful.
所以后就忘记忧愁了。
And then you forget all the anguish.
福清话有一句话怎么说
？So there's a saying in.Fuchinese.
可能很难翻译哦。
I wouldn't know how to translate that.
永远拘留莫记起。他一生完之后就忘记了，还要再生，所以一个两个，我们这个年代的七八个孩子很正常，是吗
？So the you know, a mother after giving birth to a you know, one child and keep on having more because she forgets all the pain.
所以什么是喜乐？
So what is joy?
最甘甜的喜乐。
The sweetest joy.
就是先苦后甜，讲到耶稣为我们而死，可是他复活了。
That is the sweet that comes after bitter.
当这些门徒看到复活的耶稣的时候。
And so when the disciples saw the resurrected Jesus.
耶稣说你要喜乐。
Jesus said, "You will have joy."
而且这个喜乐是没有人可以夺去的。
And this joy, no one can take away.
哇，这个词太真的是太棒了。
This is wonderful.
之前他们哀哭。
They were weeping and mourning.
因为耶稣被钉的时候。
Because when Jesus was crucified.
好像仇敌得胜。
It seemed as though the enemy has won the battle.
门徒忧伤。
And the disciples were grieving.
但是就像妇人生产那样子。
But it was just like labor pain.
分娩的时候是痛苦，但是生了孩子他就喜乐了。
They through the labor, it was painful, but then after that, when you see the child, you will have joy.
我们感谢主。
And we give thanks.
因着耶稣的复活。
Because of Jesus' resurrection.
这件事情在历史当中已经发生了。
This is a historical event.
没有人可以夺去。
No one can.
没有人可以否定。
No one can deny that.
今天。耶稣复活的喜乐
And today, the joy of Jesus' resurrection,
也是没有办法从我们身上夺去的
No one can take that away from us.
就好像一位殉道的宣教士这样子说
Just like a martyred missionary said.
因为他心里面有复活耶稣的喜乐
Because of the joy of the resurrected Jesus in his heart.
他说你们可以将我的生命夺去
He said, you can take away my life.
但是你们永远无法将复活的基督从我心中拿走
But you can never take away the resurrected Lord from my heart.
今天你我不能够面对面的见到耶稣。
And today we can't see Jesus face to face.
但是我们在信心里面，我们见到耶稣。
But in our faith, we see Jesus.
圣经说，有我们因信他，就有说不出来的、满有荣光的大喜乐。
The Bible says we have not seen him, but because of our belief, we have.Glorious joy in our hearts.
门徒为什么可以从忧愁变到喜乐呢
？So why can the disciples turn their grief into joy?
第一个是因为他们见到耶稣复活的喜乐。
Firstly, it was because they saw Jesus' resurrection.
这个喜乐是无人可以夺去的。
And this joy, no one can take away.
第二个
And secondly,
非常重要的
very important,
他说到那日二十三节到那日你们什么都不要问了我实实在在的告诉你们你们如果向父求什么他必因我的名赐给你们
Verse 23 said in that day you will no longer ask me anything I tell you the truth my father will give you whatever you ask in my name
并且后面说他们的你们的喜乐可以满足
And then it continuesTo say your joy will be complete.
什么叫奉耶稣的名呢
？What does it mean by asking in Jesus' name?
以前跟耶稣在一起的时候
，before that when they were with Jesus,
他不需要奉耶稣的名。
They didn't need to ask.
当耶稣复活升天之后
，But then after Jesus was resurrected and after Jesus ascended to heaven,
可以奉耶稣的名。
To ask in Jesus' name.
这意思说，基督给他们谦卑。
It means that Jesus.Has given them humility.
基督给他们名这个权柄。
Jesus has given them the authority.
门徒可以用新的信心向天父直接的去祈求。
And the disciples can now ask the heavenly Father with renewed faith.
各位父亲，各位弟兄姐妹。
And so all the fathers and all our brothers and sisters.
我再问你喜乐吗
？Once again, I ask you, do you have joy?
很多人说，哎呀，如果我得到这一个，得到那个，我就喜乐。
Many people would say, if I can have this, if I can have that, then I'll be joyful.
真的吗
Is that true?
当你得到你所要的
When you receive what you want,
你喜乐吗
Do you feel joy?
有一个人大家都熟悉
There's one person, and we all know this person.
论智慧
In regard to wisdom,
没有人可以跟他相比
No one can compare to this
论财富
In regard to wealth,
没有人可以跟他相比。
No one can compare.
论享受
，in regard to enjoyment，
没有人可以跟他相比。
No one can compare to this person.
可是他怎么说
？But what does this person say？
在传道书里面，他告诉我们。
In Ecclesiastes, it says.
我们一起读，看看他怎么说，他怎么总结。
What does this person say？
凡我眼所求的，我没有留下不给他的。我心所乐的，没有禁止不享受的。后来我查看我手所经营的一切事和我劳碌所成的功谁知都是虚空都是捧风在日光之下毫无益处他得到他所要的
He has received everything he desired
应该说是超过他所要的
And far exceeding what he wanted
他满足吗
But did, was he satisfied?
他喜乐吗
Was he joyful?
他说：“谁知都是虚空。”
He said everything was meaningless.
都是捕风。
A chasing after the
在日光之下毫无益处。
And nothing was gained under the sun.
日光之下。
Under the sun.
Sun 是 S U N， 是吗 ？Under the sun.
Under the sun.
最不同的是，同样是 under the sun 那个 S O N。如果我们是在他儿子之下的话，完全就不一样了。
But then everything is different if it's under the sun S O N.
就差一个字母
Just, a difference of one letter,
全改变了
Everything will be changed.
今天难道我们得到我们所要的我们就喜乐吗
Now today, do we feel joyful, when we receive what we desired?
不见得
Not necessarily.
那到底是什么是喜乐
So what is joy?
什么是喜乐
What is joy?
喜乐从哪里来
Where does joy come from?
真喜乐在哪里
Where do we receive true joy from?
我们在世上找不到
We can't find true joy.
到底喜乐从哪里来
？So where does joy come from?
我们一起来看一下。
Let's look at this together.
喜乐唯有从父神而来。
The joy must come from the Father.
希伯来书第一章第九节告诉我们。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 1 verse 9, it says.
他说：“神就是你的神。
”He says, "God, your God."
用喜乐油膏你。
Anoint you with the oil of joy.
胜过膏你的同伴。
Above your companions,
神你的神
God your God,
他用喜乐油来膏你
Anoint you with the oil of joy.
言下之意，这个喜乐唯有从父神而来
In other words, you can only receive this joy from the Father.
同样，圣经告诉我们
And again, the Bible says,
在尼希米记第八章十节这样子说
In Nehemiah's chapter 8 verse 10,
因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们心里的力量。
For the joy of the Lord is your strength.
不是从别的地方来。
Not from other sources.
因靠耶和华而得的喜乐。
but from the Lord.
是你的力量。
That is your strength.
弟兄姐妹，我们苦苦的，我们寻找。
Brothers and sisters, we toil, we search.
我们找到那种喜乐吗？
But do we find this kind of joy?
喜乐从父神来。
The joy must come from our heavenly Father.
喜乐从哪里来？主耶稣自己说了。
And joy, also comes from what Jesus says.
从圣子耶稣来。
From the Son.
在十五章约翰福音十五章十一节这样子说。
In the book of John, chapter 15.
我们一起来读出来。
Let's read it together.
这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。谁的喜乐？
So whose joy?
耶稣的喜乐。
The joy from Jesus.
唯有耶稣的喜乐。
Only Jesus' joy.
存在你我的心里面。
Coming into our hearts.
这种的喜乐可以让我们得满足。
That joy can satisfy us.
甚至可以说可以满溢出来。
And it can even overflow.
那我们问耶稣的什么是耶稣的喜乐？
So what is the joy of Jesus?
什么是耶稣的喜乐？
What is the joy of Jesus?
耶稣得到他所要的就喜乐。
Jesus received what he wants and he is joyful.
耶稣的喜乐是什么？
What is Jesus' joy?
我们都信主很长时间，我们想一想耶稣的喜乐是什么？
We are believers for, some of us are believers for.
是不是因为他行了很多的神迹奇事，哇，大家都吹捧他，他喜乐了？
So what is his joy? Is it because he's performed many, many miracles and he's famous?
很多时候我们看见耶稣行了神迹奇事之后，
Often we see after Jesus has performed a miracle,
人要捧他，尊他为王，要捧他为王。
The people around him want to make him king.
他就悄悄地走了，去到旷野去祷告。
Then he would retreat into the wilderness.
那什么是耶稣的喜乐呢？
So what is his joy?
什么是耶稣的喜乐？
What is his joy?
他的喜乐存在我们心里面。
His joy will be in our hearts.
圣经告诉我们。
And the Bible says.
在希伯来书第十二章第二节告诉我们。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 2, it says.
他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。什么是他的喜乐？
For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So, what is his joy?
不是因为他行了很多的神迹奇事，
not because of the miracles he performed,
而是他在十字架上面，
but because on the cross,
他看见了终点，
he saw the destination.
因着他的牺牲，
because of his sacrifice,
罪人得到了这个救恩，
all the sinners could receive this salvation.
因着摆在前面的喜乐，
and because of that joy set before him,
他轻看羞辱，
he scorned the shame of the
cross. 他可以忍受十字架的苦难。
He was able to endure the cross.
这是他的喜乐。
And this is his joy.
耶稣一生当中，
and throughout Jesus' life,
遵循天父的旨意。
He obeyed the Father.
直到父的旨意成就。
Until the will of the Father is completed.
他因着受苦，
because of his suffering,
他见到了光，
he saw the light.
然后他就心满意足了。
And then he was satisfied.
喜乐从圣父来。
And so the joy comes from God the Father.
喜乐从圣子耶稣而来。
Joy comes from God the Son.
亲爱的弟兄跟姐妹。
And dear brothers and sisters.
喜乐从圣灵而来。
The joy comes from the Spirit too.
因为在圣灵当中。
Because in the Holy Spirit.
即使以前的早期的信徒他们在大苦难当中。
Even as the believers in the early church, they suffered great persecution.
圣经告诉我们说他们的圣灵所赐的喜乐。
But the Bible says they had a joy given by the Holy Spirit.
在大患难当中。
Even in the midst of severe suffering.
因为得了圣灵所赐的喜乐。
Because they received this joy given by the Holy Spirit.
他可以安然地度过这些的患难。
They were able to endure all these sufferings.
罗马书都也告诉我们。
And again in the book of Romans.
神的国。
The kingdom of God.
不在乎吃喝。
It's not a matter of eating and drinking.
在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
But of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
不在乎吃喝。
It's not a matter of eating and drinking.
不是说吃喝不重要。
It doesn't mean that eating and drinking are not important.
但是跟神的公义、跟和平、跟圣灵中的喜乐是根本不能比的。
But when that's compared to God's righteousness and peace and joy, nothing can compare to that.
中世纪有一个很伟大的思想家。
There is a great philosopher in the
中世纪。
中世纪。
Middle Ages.
Yeah, a while back.
叫做阿奎拉。
Someone called Aquinas.
他说人活着不能没有喜乐。
He said, man cannot live without joy.
一个人如果没有圣灵当中真实的喜乐。
And if one is deprived of the spiritual joy,
他会就沉迷在世俗的欢乐当中。
They will go over to carnal pleasures.
我们需要圣灵中的喜乐。
So we need the joy in the Holy Spirit.
弟兄跟姐妹，真正的喜乐从哪里来？
So brothers and sisters, where does true joy come from?
从圣父来。
From the Holy Spirit.
真正的喜乐。
The true joy.
从圣子来。
Comes from God the Son.
真正的喜乐。
The true joy comes from.
从圣灵而来。
The Holy Spirit.
既然我们都知道圣灵这个喜乐从哪里来。
So since we all know where true joy comes from.
那为什么我们没有喜乐呢？
So how come we still don't have joy?
为什么没有喜乐呢？
Why is that so?
即使说我们都知道这一些，
Even though we know this,
我们停留在这里，
It just stays in our head.
喜乐怎样得到？
So how can we receive joy?
喜乐怎样得到？
How can we receive joy?
很重要的一点，
Very importantly,
我们需要相信他。
We must believe in Jesus Christ.
就好像彼得所经历的。
And just like what Peter has experienced.
他说：“你们虽然没有见过耶稣。”
He said, even though you have not seen him.
我们现在的话没办法，我们面对面见到耶稣。
Now we can't see Jesus face to face right now.
但是彼得说。
But Peter said.
你们虽然没有见过他，
Even though you do not see him now,
却是爱他。
You love him.
如今你虽不得看见，
And even though you do not see him now,
却因信有说不出来的满有荣光的大喜乐。
You believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
就好像主耶稣曾经对那个多疑的那个很会怀疑的多马所说的。
And just like what Jesus said to doubting Thomas.
后来主耶稣怜悯他，也向他显现。
Now Jesus had mercy on him and revealed himself to Thomas.
知道多马怎么说吗？
And do you remember what Thomas said?
他当他看见这个复活主耶稣的时候，他怎么说？
When he saw the resurrected Jesus, he said.
他有一个很棒的一个宣告。
He had a great proclamation.
我的主，我的神。
My Lord, my God.
然后耶稣对他怎么说？
And then Jesus said to him.
你因为看见。才相信。
Because you have seen me, you have believed.
那些没有看见就信的有福了。
Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
今天我们没有办法面对面看见耶稣。
And today we can't see Jesus in person.
我们在哪里看见他？
But where do we see him?
我们在那个圣经里面看见他。
We see Jesus through our faith.
好像一个小孩子。
Just like a little child.
他从上面跳下来，从高处跳下来。
When he jumps off from a very high place,
他知道他的爸爸在下面。
He knows that his father will catch him.
他爸爸肯定会接他。
His father will safely catch him.
他敢跳下来。
So he dares to jump off that.
因为他自己把自己交给他的父亲。
Because he's committed himself into his father's hands.
这是信。我们因为信耶稣基督，
and that's faith, and because of our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ,
就有说不出来能满有荣光的大喜乐。
And we can be filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
那些没有信耶稣的人，他们没有这种的喜乐。
Those who don't believe in Jesus, they can't have this joy.
那我们要问说，弟兄跟姐妹，你信耶稣基督吗？
So I want to ask our brothers and sisters, do you truly believe in our Lord Jesus?
第二个，
and secondly,
我们怎样有喜乐呢？
How can we rejoice?
腓立比书三章跟四章都告诉我们。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 1 tells us.
你们要靠主喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord.
你们要靠主喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord.
靠主大大的喜乐。
Rejoice greatly in the Lord.
这个讲到靠主喜乐，英文的就很清楚。
This is very clear in the English version.
是讲到我们在主里面，你才有喜乐。
In the Lord, we can rejoice.
今天我们在哪里有喜乐
？So where can we find joy?
在他里面。
In the Lord, in
主耶稣已经在我们里面了。
Now Jesus Christ is in us.
我在他里面。
And we are in Him.
他在我里面。
And He's in us.
就好像他已经在这里，已经把殿都已经弄好了。
And it's just like He's here and He's completed this temple.
我们开一下开关，这个就已经成了。
He's provided the power, and so when we turn the switch, the lights will come on.
我们在主里面，我们有喜乐。
So we rejoice in the Lord.
我们信他，我们有喜乐。
And when we believe in him,
弟兄跟姐妹，你知道当保罗劝勉说这句话的时候，他是在什么光景底下说这话了
？Brothers and sisters, do you know what situation Paul was in when he wrote these words?
他跟我们说我们要喜乐的时候，是他在监狱里面的，他被关在监狱里面的。
When he wrote to us and said rejoice, he was actually locked up in prison.
所以我们说在主里面喜乐，他已经超越了环境了。
So when we say rejoicing in the Lord, it overcomes all circumstances.
我们可能在世界上，我们用了很多的办法，我们来得到喜乐。
We may try everything in this world to find joy.
所以我们都没有得到。
But we can never find joy.
法国有一个很出名的数学家跟科学家。
There's a great French mathematician and scientist.
叫做巴斯卡。
Pascal.
他这样子说
And he said,
他说在每一个人心中都有一个洞
He said, in everyone's heart there is a hole.
只有耶稣基督可以填满
And only Jesus Christ can fill that hole.
我们可以怎样得到喜乐
How can we receive joy?
信耶稣
Believe in Jesus.
我们可以怎样可以得到喜乐
How can we be joyful?
靠他
Rejoice in Jesus Christ.
在他的里面
In Jesus Christ.
最后一个是主耶稣今天刚刚讲的。
And lastly, in what we just read,
不但信他，靠他。
Not just believe in him and rejoice in him.
向他求。
We can ask him.
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible says,
你们得不到是因为你们不求。
You don't receive because you don't ask.
他求什么
？So, what should we ask?
你们向来没有奉我的名求什么
？Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name.
如今你们求就必得着。
Ask and you will receive.
叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
And your joy will be complete.
我们的喜乐可以满足。
Our joy can be complete.
这里强调要奉耶稣的名。
And here it emphasizes asking in Jesus' name.
讲到是因为他的缘故。
It's saying it's because of his sake.
是符合他的心意而求的。
If we ask according to His will,
弟兄姐妹，那你说我也求啊，我为什么没有喜乐呢
？So we may say, "Oh, we ask, I ask too, but how come I still don't receive joy?"
问题出在哪里呢
？What is the problem?
我求什么
？Now, what do we ask for?
我也求，但是我求什么
？Now we all ask.
我们非常的感恩。
We're very thankful.
约翰把这耶稣所讲的那个有关祷告的记下来。
John has recorded everything about prayer.
他说什么
？What did he say?
约翰福音十四章十三节这样子告诉我们。
In John chapter 14, verse 13, it says,
你们奉我的名，无论求什么，就必成就。叫父因儿子得荣耀。
I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
他求是要求天父因为儿子得荣耀。
So you ask.When you ask that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
对比我们所求的。
So when you compare that kind of ask,
我们求什么
？What do we ask?
这是第一个，求父得荣耀。
So this is the first thing. Ask that the Father be glorified.
第二个，耶稣对他们说。
And secondly, Jesus said to them.
记得耶稣曾经讲一个比喻。
Now Jesus gave them a parable.
他说我是葡萄树。
He said, I'm the vine.
你们是枝子。
You are the branches.
我是葡萄树。
I'm the vine.
你们是枝子。
You are the branches.
藏在它里面的。
If you remain in me,
你就可以结果子。
You can bear fruit.
如果我这个葡萄的枝子脱离了它。
if this branch is separated from the vine,
我的结果就只能是枯干了。
Then, this branch will wither.
所以耶稣说：“你们若藏在我里面。”
So Jesus said, "If you remain in me."
甚至说：“你住在我里面。”
Or in other words, if you live in me.
我的话也藏在你们里面。
And my words remain in you.
两样的东西。
Both things.
你们住在我里面。
You remain in me.
我的话也藏在你们里面。
And my words remain in you.
你们所愿意的就祈求就给你们。
Then ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you.
所以耶稣告诉我们什么？我们求什么？
What was Jesus saying? What do we ask?
求与主跟他的话相连。
We must ask to be connected to the Lord and his words.
第三个。
And then thirdly.
求结果子。
Ask to become fruit bearing.
我们分派你去结果子。
I sent you, I chose you and appoint you to go and bear fruit.
使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，我就赐给你们。
So that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you.
这是第三个，求结果子。
This is the third thing, ask to become fruit bearing.
第四个就是今天所读的。
And then the fourth thing is what we read today.
我实实在在的告诉你们，你们向父求什么。
In that day, My Father will give you whatever you ask in my name.
你们奉我的名无论求什么。
Whatever you ask in my name.
求就必得着。
Ask and you will receive.
叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
So that your joy will be complete.
他求的是喜乐可以满足。
So what he asked is so that your joy will be complete.
最后一个。
And then lastly.
我们如果照着他的旨意求。
If we ask according to his will.
他就听我们。
He will listen.
太多的时候，我们不是照他的旨意。
Often we don't ask according to his will.
到底我们今天怎么求
？So how do we ask?
求什么
？What do we ask?
怎样求
？How do we ask?
我们来看一下，求什么
Let's ？Look at this together.
第一个
，What do we ask?
求父得荣耀。
Firstly, ask that the Father may be glorified.
求我们可以跟主跟他的话相连。
Ask to be connected to the Lord and His words.
求我们可以结果子。
Ask to become fruit bearing.
求我们的喜乐可以满足。
Ask for complete joy.
最后一个是照着他的旨意求。
And then ask according to His will.
原来我们求的很多。
We may ask for a lot.
可是我们没有满足。
But we can never be satisfied.
我们没有喜乐。
We have no joy.
我举一个例子。
I can give you an example.
这一个人呢
？This one person.
如果论成就
，if we talk about his achievement,
没有人可以跟他相比。
No one can compare to this person.
这个人是谁呢
？Who is this person?
叫亚历山大。
亚历山大大帝。
他真是一个军事天才。
He's a military genius.
他出去征战的时候所向披靡，真的是没有他打但那个打不赢的仗。
Wherever he waged wars, he could succeed.
他也得到非常多的财宝。
And he collected a lot of treasures.
可是他33岁就死了。
But he died at the age of 33.
在他死之前。
Before he died.
他求三样的东西。
He asked for three things.
也是他的遗嘱。
And that was his will.
他三样是什么？你猜猜他求什么？这么一个伟大的一个军事家
，such a great military genius，
征服到没有地方可以征服了。
He conquered everywhere he went。
当他临死的时候，他求三样的东西。
And when he died, he asked for three things。
他求三样的东西。
He asked for three things。
他的遗体必须由医生运回去。
He asked that only his physician should carry his coffin。
通往坟墓的两旁的道路
，and then along the path to the grave，
撒满的金子、银子跟那个宝石。
The path should be strewn with gold, silver, and precious stones。
第三个
，and then thirdly，
在棺材的两旁
，on the sides of the coffin，
挖两个洞
，make two holes，
让他的手伸出去
，so that his hands could dangle out of the coffin。
他的手下都不明白什么意思。
And then, his generals didn't understand why he asked for these things.
为什么他要让医生来运载他的遗体呢
？So why should the physicians carry his coffin?
他要让世人知道。
That's because he wanted to let people, let the world know.
医生也无法医治所有的病人。
Even the physicians couldn't cure all illness.
面对着死亡。
When you're facing death.
医生也无能为力。
Even the physicians couldn't do anything.
第二个。
And then secondly.
他为什么叫的话，一路的话撒满很多的金子、银子、宝石呢？
Why did he ask them to strew gold, silver, and precious stones along the path?
他要让世人知道。
Because he wanted the world to
know. 他一生的积蓄。
All the things that he collected, all the treasures,
不能够延长他的生命。
Couldn't prolong his life.
面对着死亡。
When he faced death,
这些财富也无能为力，也没有什么用处。
It was no use having all this treasure.
他为什么在棺材两旁挖了个洞，让他手伸出来呢？
And so why he asked for his hands to dangle out of the coffin?
他要让世人知道。
Because he wanted the world to
know. 我是空着手来的。
That he came into this world empty-handed.
我也要空着手离开这个世界。
And he was going to leave this world empty-handed as well.
弟兄跟姐妹，
brothers and sisters,
各位父亲们，
all the fathers among us,
我们该如何回应？
How should we respond to this?
圣经告诉我们说，
the Bible tells us,
喜乐的心乃是良药，
a joyful heart is medicine.
忧伤的灵使骨枯干。
But a crushed spirit dries up the bones.
我们自己要问。
So we must ask.
那到底什么是神的旨意呢？
So what is God's will?
今天神在我身上有什么旨意呢？
So what is God's will for us?
圣经讲得非常的清楚，在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六到十八节。
The Bible says very clearly in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16.
非常清楚。
Very clearly.
我们一起来读出来。
Let's read this together.
很肯定的读出来。
Let's read this with great confidence.
要常常喜乐，
always,
不住的祷告，
give thanks,
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。这里讲几样东西？
So, how many things are spoken about here?
三样的东西。
Three things.
喜乐
rejoice,
不单喜乐
not just rejoice,
常常的喜乐
but rejoice always,
祷告
pray,
不单祷告
not just pray,
不住的祷告
pray continually,
第三个
and then thirdly,
感恩
give thanks,
凡事感恩
give thanks in all circumstances,
好事感恩
give thanks for good things,
不好的事情也感恩
and give thanks for bad things,
三样的东西
and all three things,
按道理应该是说这些是神所定的旨意是吗？
It should have said, for these are God's will.
但是其实就是一样东西。
No, but all three things are one.
神的旨意。
This is God's will.
在它里面，这个三样都是一体的。
All three things are one.
我们不喜乐。
If we don't rejoice.
因为我们不祷告。
We don't rejoice because we don't pray.
我们也常常我们不懂得感恩。
And we don't know how to give thanks.
我跟你在一起的时候
，When I'm with you，
好像你欠我什么东西。
It's always as though you owe me lots of things.
整天抱怨的人
，And those who always complain，
不可能有喜乐。
They can never rejoice.
常常喜乐。
Rejoice always.
不住的祷告
，pray continually，
凡事谢恩
，give thanks in all circumstances。
这是神的旨意
，this is God's will。
这是神在基督耶稣里面
，this is God's will in Christ Jesus。
向你我所定的旨意
，this is the will for you and me。
那我们今天彼此被提醒
，so let's remind each other。
你说这个太难了，我做得不到。
You may say this is too difficult. I can't do this.
我圣经又没读几遍。
I haven't read the Bible many times.
我没有受过什么教育。
I am not very well educated.
我做不到。
I can't do this.
如果我们做不到的话，上面肯定说你要读多少的你才可以达到常常喜乐。没有啊。
If that's true, then the Bible should have said you must do this and that and then you will rejoice. No.
肯定是我们可以做得到的。
It must be something we can achieve.
介绍一个人。
So I want to tell you about this person.
他这个人从来没有，他没有受过教育。
This person never went through any education, formal education.
劳伦斯弟兄。
Brother Lawrence.
不但没有受过教育。
not just that he didn't go through any formal education.
当他在当兵的时候
when he was in the military,
他受伤了。
He was injured.
所以他还是瘸腿的。
And so he walked with a limp.
你说这样子的人，他哪来有喜乐
？So this kind of person, how could this person rejoice?
他几十年的时间，你知道他做什么吗
？Do you know what he spent decades of his life on?
他是在厨房里面做扳手的。
He worked as a kitchen hand.
这种的人哪有喜乐
？So how could this kind of person rejoice?
可是他活出了喜乐。
But then he lived out his joy.
没有人可以比的。
No one can compare to that.
有一本书叫做《与神同在》。
Because this book, The Practice of the Presence of God.
真是造就了千千万万的信徒。
It was a great encouragement to millions of believers.
他是做很平凡的事情。
He did very ordinary things.
很辛苦的事情。
Hard labor.
可是他随时随地活出神同在的喜乐。
But in whatever circumstances, he lived out the presence of God.
他说，为着爱神的缘故。
He said, because of my love for God.
他在锅里面翻着饼翻过之后，他就可以低头敬拜神。
When I turn the cake that is frying on the pan, after that's done, I can worship God.
他说我感谢主使我可以工作我起来之后我比君王更喜乐
And he says God has given me grace to work and so I rise happier than a king
他说为着爱神的缘故就是从地上捡起一根草我心都是满足的
And he said he was pleased when he could take up a straw from the ground for the love of God
所以满足跟喜乐不在乎你受了多少的教育
So this pleasure and this joy doesn'tIt's not related to how much education you receive.
不论你是做很好的工作，还是在家里看孩子。
Doesn't matter you have a good job or you're just looking after kids at home.
你随时随地都可以经历到与神同在的喜乐。
Wherever you are, whenever the time is, you can enjoy this pleasure from God.
所以在这个父亲节里面
，So on this Father's Day,
我跟弟兄姐妹一同的勉励。
I want to encourage our brothers and sisters.
让我们来操练。
Let's practice.
在主里面。
Practice the presence of the Lord.
经历与神同在的喜乐。
Experience the joy.
所以我再问。
God's presence. So once again,
你我喜乐吗
？Are you joyful?
不喜乐。
Are we joyful?
为什么不喜乐
？Why are we not joyful?
今天我们所谈的。
Today, what we've just said.
最甘甜的喜乐是什么？
What's the sweetest joy?
就是主耶稣先苦后甜，他为我们死，可是他复活了。
That is seeing Jesus' resurrection after he was crucified.
当我们看到复活的耶稣的时候，那种的喜乐是没有人可以夺取的喜乐。
And the joy of seeing Jesus' resurrection, that's no one that can take away.
我们的祷告因着耶稣，我们的祷告得着应允，那种的喜乐是满足的喜乐。
And when our prayers are answered in the Lord Jesus Christ.The joy is complete.
弟兄姐妹，我们喜乐的源头是什么
？So, brothers and sisters, what is the source of our joy?
喜乐从哪里来
？Where do we receive?
喜乐从哪里来
？Where do we receive joy from?
从我们的父来。
From our heavenly Father.
喜乐从哪里来
？Where do we receive our joy?
从圣子耶稣而来。
From God the Son, Jesus Christ.
喜乐从哪里来
？Where do we receive joy?
从圣灵而来。
From the Holy Spirit.
你说我也求，
so、你 say,
我说我没有。
So you say we don't have joy.
因为我们不求。
Well, that's because we don't ask.
那我们求什么
？So what should we ask?
我们有没有求父得荣耀
？We ask that the Father may be glorified.
我们有没有求我们生命可以结果子
？Do we ask to be fruit bearing?
我们有没有求我们是按着神的旨意来求
？Do we ask according to God's will?
耶稣说：“我是葡萄树。”
Jesus said, "I am the vine."
你们是枝子。
You are the branches.
藏在我里面的。
If you remain in me,
我也藏在你里面。
And my words remain in you.
可是很多的时候，我们我行我素。
But often we just go about our own business.
好像我们没有耶稣也过得很好的。
As if we can lead a very happy life even without Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，这就是为什么我们没有喜乐。
But brothers and sisters, that's why we don't have true joy.
我们每一个人都可以做的。
Every one of us can do this.
不论你做什么工作。
Doesn't matter what work you do.
停下来。
Stop.
心里面想到主。
And think of the Lord in your heart.
每一个人都可以做。
Everyone can do this.
花时间在神的身上。
And we spend time with God.
花时间在我们亲人的身上。
Spend time with our loved ones.
讲一个我自己的经历。
And I want to share my own experience.
2012年的时候，我还做神学生的时候。
In 2012, when I was studying Bible college.
因着要去保罗宣教行中那个学习之旅。
Because I went on the missionary Paul's missionary journey trip.
我就离开家差不多有两个星期的时间。
So I left home for about 2 weeks.
啊，我们家里面三个小孩子。
And my three children.
他们想爸爸想得不行了。
They missed their father badly.
那个时候。豆豆 Daniel 才两岁多
，and Daniel was just 2 years old.
Caleb 乐乐刚刚上 Kindy 幼儿园
，Caleb was just in Kindy.
还有姐姐 Joanne.
And then Joanne.
他们三个就想爸爸，然后他们就小孩子就开始哭。
And the three of them missed their father so badly, they started crying.
然后就不停下来。
And they wouldn't stop crying.
他妈妈没办法。
And then their mothers ran out of ideas.
最后出了一个什么主意呢
？And finally, their mother had an idea.
我不知道乐乐你记得吗
？I'm not sure whether Caleb you remember.
妈妈说你把它写下来。
Mother said, "Just write it down."
你为什么想爸爸
？Why do you miss your father?
你把它写下来。
Just write it down.
他才在 Kindy。
And he was in Kindy.
他写了一张纸。
And he wrote a page full.
他说我想爸爸。
He said I miss my dad.
我爱爸爸。
Because I love my dad.
因为爸爸会陪我玩。
Because my dad spends time with me, play with me.
爸爸陪我看书。
My dad reads with me.
爸爸会带我去麦当劳。
Dad takes me to McDonald's.
爸爸会陪我去公园跑步。
Dad takes me to the park to run.
然后还告诉我很多在学校里面老师怎么表扬他。
And he wrote how the teacher would encourage him in at school.
弟兄姐妹，我们以为我们要为孩子买了很多东西，他才喜乐。
Now sometimes we think we must buy a lot of things for our children.
孩子所要的。
But what our children want.
其实很简单。
It's very simple.
我们花时间陪他们。
That we spend time with them.
是如此的珍贵。
That is the most precious things to them.
我们要问自己。
So we must ask ourselves.
我们花多少时间在我们的亲人身上
？How much time do we spend with our loved ones?
我们花多少时间在神的身上
？How much time do we spend with God?
哪怕只是我们一天里面，我们想到神想到几次
？How many times do we think of God during the day？
一分钟时间有没有
？Do we spend just 1 minute thinking of our Lord？
中文的字很有意思。你有没有看见我通通都是用简体字，但是我这个字用繁体字。
The Chinese character is very interesting. Now, I use simplified Chinese, simplified script, but with this word love, I used the traditional script.
这个很难翻译的哈，亲人的亲怎么写呢？
So、
繁体字怎么写
？How do you write the word love？
有人抱怨说，那怎么算亲呢？你亲人都不相见，这个怎么是亲呢
？Okay, this is very hard to translate.
大家听得懂吗？听得懂就不用翻译了。
In the simplified script, the word love is missing one part that talks about seeing each other. So if you can't see each other, how can you love?
当我们说到爱的时候
，and when this is another word when we talk about love.
我们简体是把什么东西拿走了
？Again, in the simplified script,
把心拿走了。
The heart is missing.
我说我们爱一个人，我们不是用心，那怎么是真正的爱他
？So how can you love someone without love in your heart?
所以其实神要我们是很简单的。
So what God wants from us is.
难道我今天在那边灵修赞美他，神今天的话脸上贴金吗？他特别开心吗
？Is it just because we spend time praising God, and that God is honored?
今天他要把与我们同在的喜乐给我们，那是最宝贵的。
No, today He wants to give us His presence, and that is the most precious.
弟兄跟姐妹
brothers and sisters,
各位父亲们
all the fathers,
不要小看你的影响力
don't underestimate your influence.
原来陪伴家人是这么的重要
It's so important that we spend time with our family.
更何况我们花时间与神同在，那是更重要的。
And more importantly, we must spend time with God.
我们当中做儿女的
the children, among us.
为你的父亲祷告。
Pray for your fathers.
如果他还健在的话。
If your father is still around.
我的父亲去年去世。
My father passed away last year.
Jeff 的父亲前不久刚刚过世。
And Jeff's father passed away not long ago.
我们想为他们祷告也没机会了。
We no longer have the opportunity to pray for them.
为父亲祷告。
Pray for your fathers.
让他们靠主喜乐。
So that they can rejoice in the Lord.
我们做父亲的。
And for us fathers,
靠神喜乐。
Rejoice in God.
花时间在我们的亲人身上。
Spend time with our family.
花时间在神的身上。
Spend time with God.
不是要做什么轰轰烈烈的事情。
It's not asking you to do great things.
而是在我们平凡的生活当中。
But just through our everyday life.
好像劳伦斯弟兄那样子。时时刻刻经历主同在的喜乐。
Just like Brother Lawrence, you can experience the joy of the presence of God.
我们愿意吗
？Are we willing to do that?
我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing this hymn together.
一同站起来。
Let's all stand.